This is a daily update for Friday, May 19th, 2017. The Wiener gets roasted. Carlos Danger, Anthony Wiener, sex offender, is guilty of sexting a minor 15 years old. He has posted $150,000 bail until his sentencing. And then he said that he will not appeal a 2-year sentence from 24 months to 27 months. But anything more than that, then they will seek to appeal it. This was a federal crime, of course. You know what? This is the deal with cell phones. There are people who just do unbelievably stupid things with their cell phones, and then they don't even think about it, especially a dude like Anthony Wiener, who comes out and says, you know, I have a problem, but I have no excuse. But see, you know, it's like political double talk. He has a problem, but he has no excuse. His excuse is that he has a problem, and then his excuse is that he has a problem that he can't control himself, then he has no excuse, which means that he says he has no self-control, which, you know, do you really want to keep a guy like that out there? Who has no self-control, who admits he has no self-control. But 2 years, you know, is a stiff sentence, especially for a dude like that. It's even though it's federal prison, so it's a whole different game than a plain old state prison. He'll get a lot of perks. He's a big politician. He's got a lot of money. You know, he's the husband of Huma Abedin, of course, which is Hillary's right-hand person. It was his laptop, but all the extra emails from Huma, from Hillary, that Comey came out with during the election. So he is connected in a lot of ways to Hillary Clinton. And then here's another person who's close to Hillary going to jail for something that they're doing. You know, whether it's a political crime, whether it's a sex crime, and we see a lot of this stuff going on, you know what? It's all ugly. And I think that we need to keep this in mind when the Hillary's out there want to resist, and they all these people say resist. You know, Hillary saying resist is like a wolf saying, hey, I'm going to watch these sheep. You know what I mean? So you got to keep that in mind. Anyway, Harvard University did a study showing that there's a huge anti-Trump media bias. And I don't even know why Harvard had to do a study. I think all you got to do is look. But they said that most of the channels, except Fox, of course, was 98% against Trump, 98% negative. And Fox was 52% negative and 48% positive. So almost at the 50-50 mark, which is kind of balanced in a weird way, you know. I mean, they say that they're fair and balanced, and people scoff at that. I'm not a fan of Fox, especially after all the stuff they've been doing. But I will tell you this. There is no saving grace for Trump on any of those other media outlets, CNN or MSNBC. You know, they are against him, and it's basically they're supporting the Democratic coup against a president that they didn't want to win. Their candidate lost, and then they are trying to have a coup against Trump, and that's all what it boils down to. You know, and if it was any other outside source, we would have drawn the lines already and said, hey, this is wrong to do. You're trying to sabotage this guy's administration. But obviously, they're not giving up. And there's going to be a lot of fighting going on. And they're gearing up. They have all this dark money now. They're talking about Hillary started the dark money campaign on raising money for other groups out there to resist, so-called. Go out there, pay people to go to Trump rallies, or pay people to go wherever he is and shout him out and shout him down and try to stop him in any way, shape, or form. Meanwhile, what is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing that's that terrible that you need to stop him? If he's breaking the law, they would certainly arrest him and then have an impeachment. But obviously, he hasn't broken the law. And the Democrats have let the impeachment idea go because it goes nowhere. But this is all what they're doing. It's just sabotage, really, you know? So Jimmy Fallon, you know, I always have newfound respect for this guy every time he says something. He says he refuses to be bullied by liberals. He will not be pressured into producing hyper-politicized material against Donald Trump. He said, people that voted for Trump watch my show. And he gets it. You know, he gets it. All these Hollywood actors and all their movies that are flopping right now, they don't get it. And they have to figure out where their loyalty lies with the people out there or the party they support and the agenda that they push. You know, but are you an actor or are you a politician, really? Jimmy Fallon's competition, Steve Colbert, comes out and it had terrible ratings. Trump won, and now his ratings are going up because he is actually crafting the material for his angry viewers. But Jimmy Fallon says, I don't want to be bullied into not being me and not doing what I think is funny. So I guess a couple people went against him on a Twitter rant for having Trump on an interview in 2016 where he was nice to Trump and had a good time and tried to laugh with him. And people are like, how could you do that? And how could you do that? You know, and that's another thing about the internet is the haters online and the spewing hate, the shaming language, all of it. And they hide behind some screen name. You don't even know who they are half the time. That's like wearing a hood and sitting there with your hate. So I think people need to check themselves when it comes to that type of stuff. And I think that any newspaper online, any kind of chat room online, people should have to show who the heck they are before they get in for a lot of reasons, you know? Good for you, Jimmy Fallon. You do a good show. I'll tune into your show now and watch just because you're a good guy. So, Tesla factory workers come out finally and reveal pain, injury, and stress in these factories. So Elon Musk, of course, who is the big inventor, and he's this and he's that and what other thing, and very arrogant guy, he's known for that. He's defending the workplace, saying we are not just greedy capitalists, but basically it's supposed to be a futuristic factory with robot workers and that type, and you have other workers there, 10,000 workers in this plant, 10,000 people working, and then they said the conditions are so bad that there's daily injuries, people fainting, people passing out because they have mandatory overtime. Over 100 ambulances have been called for serious events with workers in that factory over the last couple of years. So, of course, Elon Musk, in a relationship now with Amber Heard, who was married to Johnny Depp, and she actually cheated on Johnny Depp to be with Elon Musk, which is kind of interesting. It goes to show you what kind of guy he is. It goes to show you what kind of person she is, you know. But I'm not saying the guy's full of virtue. I'm saying that he has low wages at his plant. He has all that mandatory overtime making people collapse. If they don't do the overtime, they get fired. It's all about injury and low morale. But is this the face of American capitalism now? Are you going to look to the Elon Musks out there and say, hey, it's okay for you to treat people like they're dirt and treat people like they're slaves as long as you produce this product? But you know what? It's not okay. And I think that workers need to be supported. And then their answer to them is basically, oh, quit. You can quit. You know, and we see a lot of this. You know, I recently stopped shopping at a local store called BJ's. It's a warehouse type of buying store. You know what? And they treat the workers there like garbage. You know, I just saw one of them in another supermarket yesterday who had to quit and go somewhere else. And she said the manager would always say, you know, everybody here is expendable. Nobody here is important. You can leave right now. You know, when you have people like that and run businesses like that, what does that say for that business and the people who support that business? I know the customers don't want to support that type of thing. I don't want to support that type of thing. And then I won't. And you can spend your money where you want to spend your money, whether you're buying a Tesla or something else, whether you're shopping at BJ's or some other store. I'll give my money to the company that actually treats their workers decently. And there are some in this world. So, having said that, today is National Defense Transportation Day, and it's actually a day to celebrate people in the transportation industry and the people that contribute to the good of the country by doing all these things, you know, either trucking, airplane, whatever the hell you're transporting, going back and forth, especially if it's to support the governmental system, military, or whatever, people in the transportation industry, right? Started back in 1957 as a national observance. So thank that truck driver today, thank that pilot today, and whatever they do, they're transporting something, they're doing it for you, right? Today is Endangered Species Day, so you got to give a shout out to all the endangered species out there. Even though some of the stuff I could live without, man, you know? Anything that could kill me, I could live without, obviously. It's not something I want to encounter, but then I feel like I shouldn't intrude in certain animals' territory. If I do, I put myself out there and something happens, that's it. You know, when people are like walking in areas with grizzly bears and then they get attacked and killed by grizzly bears and there are people are shocked about it. I don't know how you're shocked about something like that. You know what I mean? And there was that one guy who was like hanging out with the grizzly bears. He actually went up and like touched him and grabbed him, and the grizzly bear turned around like, rah! And then the guy was up there in the hills yelling and screaming because he clearly lost his mind. I think the grizzly bears just killed him for some peace and quiet, actually. So if you put yourself out there, anything can happen. But today's the day to think of those endangered species, plants and animals, right? Today's Devil's Food Cake Day. Devil's Food Cake is a nice, hearty chocolate cake, deep chocolate devil's food, right? Good stuff. It's fun to make cupcakes out of it, cake, bundt cake, all that. So do some devil's food cake today. Today is bike to work day, so you can bike to work and work off your devil's food cake. You know, a lot of people don't bike to work because they live too damn far from where they work, and especially now as people have to move further and further out from where they work because of rents and that type of thing, even though there's a national dip in rent, apparently. But today is bike to work day. If you have a bike, do it, man. Today is NASCAR Day. So NASCAR actually stands for National Association for Stock Car Racing, right? So NASCAR is, you sit around, you watch these cars go hundreds of miles an hour at times, and they go around an oval and around and around and around and around, and then somebody wins. If you're not first, you're last, right? So today's the day to celebrate NASCAR in all of its forms. And then also is Pizza Party Day. So it's a day to have a pizza party at the office, at your house, at the school. Get your pizza, have a pizza party. It's always fun eating pizza. It's never not fun eating pizza. If you ever see someone eating pizza, hey, you know, you're having a bad time. They said, no, of course not. I'm eating pizza, you know. So today's Pizza Party Day. Get your pizza on. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Friday, May 19, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.